And may I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, said this year, "Never has there been a greater need for tolerance, compassion, and solidarity with people who have lost everything." I shared in a television programme this year, not only a month or so ago, about refugees. In Bedford, we'd announced that we would take 4 families a year over a 5-year period, which equates to about 100 refugees over 5 years. And the council are working with the King's Arms Project, that's a Christian-based charity over in Kempston, and the Bedford Refugee and Asylum Seeker Support, who some of you will know as BRAS, and working with them to provide accommodation and facilities for these families. And these refugee families have been made homeless and vulnerable by devastating conflict and are in desperate need of a safe and a stable home for their children. So the message has gone out from Bedford that we will help and we'll take our share of the national proportion of people who are coming to this country and help them to start a happy and stable life. Well, the reason why I was on the programme was to put one side of the argument, because there was another argument which said that these refugees should not be allowed in. Jordan and Lebanon has 4 million people in refugee camps. Some folks across the world have said that those people who go to their country should be sent back. For a crisis for which we share some of the blame in making in the first place, we spend our time arguing over whether we should be taking a tiny proportion of people across our country. How would we feel if we were like those poor people fleeing conflict, seeking safety, and heard that 4 families a year was too many? Imagine that you know that 3,671 people have died this year crossing the Mediterranean Sea alone. You are unable to swim, but you consider the overloaded dinghy about to cross the sea in the hands of a greedy trafficker to be safer than what lies behind you. You look for some compassion, and there's no room. The Christmas story reminds us of our responsibilities towards those who are weak, defenceless, displaced, alone, poor, and vulnerable. We worship a Saviour whose Father, like many fathers in Syria and Afghanistan today, got a tip-off. The tip-off was that his child was in danger, and so he took his wife and his child and he fled to a foreign country. One of the newspapers I read about this exodus of refugees commented on how they had with them expensive telephones. It was as if somehow they should not have brought anything with them of any value as they tried to escape. And I imagined if Sky News had been around to film Joseph and Mary carrying their bags of contraband goods, the gold, the frankincense and the myrrh, and what would have been said. Today it's not Herod who seeks to kill to make himself more powerful, but there are other Herods prepared to kill indiscriminately. The Assads, ISIS, others. And religion has no monopoly. In atheist countries like North Korea, we know the same evil grows in human hearts. But 2015 will exceed all previous records for global forced displacement. The number of forcibly displaced people worldwide, according to UNHCR, is 59.5 million. And during this year, conflict and persecution forced 42,500 people every day to leave their home and seek protection. The Christian gospel says something very powerful to the world in this year of the refugee. There have long been miracle stories surrounding the birth of great figures in history, Roman emperors and the like. The thing which is special about the birth of Jesus is the manner in which the gospel writers were unashamed that the amazing stories about Jesus were centered on his poverty and his rejection at birth. In his hometown, Joseph found no room, no relative. In his own country, he finds danger and indiscriminate slaughter, so that he must escape to a strange land. These are things which you don't make up to impress people or encourage followers for your movement. These things are there because at the heart of the Christmas story is the message that God takes ordinary human flesh, lives alongside us, and knows what it is like to suffer with us, to be persecuted, and ultimately to be killed by people who hate you. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, as I said, called for tolerance, compassion, and solidarity with people who have lost everything. Humanly speaking, tolerance, compassion, and solidarity are sometimes in short supply. But at Christmas, we thank God that he shows them to each one of us in abundance. And so may we learn from God's abundant mercy and generosity to allow us to show the same measure of mercy and generosity to those who seek our help. Amen. And now would you stand with me to affirm our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. So we say together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please do be seated for our prayers. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Father, in this holy night, your Son, our Saviour, was born in human flesh. Renew your church as the body of Christ. In this holy night, there was no room for your Son in the inn. Protect with your love those who have no home and all who live in poverty. In this holy night, Mary, in the pain of labour, brought your Son to birth. Hold in your hand all who are in pain or distress. In this holy night, your Christ came as a shining light in the darkness. Bring comfort to all who suffer in the sadness of our world. In this holy night, the angel sang, peace to God's people on earth. Strengthen those who work for peace and justice in our world. In this holy night, shepherds in the field heard good tidings of joy. Give us grace to preach the gospel of Christ's redemption. In this holy night, strangers found the Holy Family and saw the baby lying in the manger. Bless our homes and all whom we love. In this holy night, heaven is come down to earth, and earth is raised to heaven. Hold in your hand all those who have passed through death in the hope of your coming kingdom, and those who we remember in our hearts. In this holy night, Christians the world over celebrate Christ's birth. Open our hearts that he may be born in us today. And Father, in this holy night, angels and shepherds worshipped at the manger throne, receive the worship we offer in fellowship with Mary, Joseph, and all the saints, through him who is your word made flesh, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm sharing and saying together the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.